B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a Pittsburgh area doctor is the latest to file a lawsuit against former Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. Dr. Victor Prisk has filed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania claiming that Brown owes him $11,500 in unpaid fees. Now, that's not why I've included it in the Bizarre File.
No.
Dr. Prisk claims that Brown also repeatedly farted in his face and laughed about it during a consultation where he showed up 3 hours late. Prisk said that he was wary of signing Brown because of his flighty reputation for not paying his bills. TMZ even obtained video of the appointment in August of 2018 where Brown can be heard farting and laughing about it as Prisk tests his body fat. Prisk said, it just seemed childish to me.
Can
I'm a doctor.
Can you imagine?
And this man is farting in my face.
And laughing.
Prisk runs Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness, and he filed the suit earlier this month. The new allegations are part of a Sports Illustrated report in which another woman has accused Brown of sexual misconduct in 2017 in Pittsburgh. And the first accusation came days after the wide receiver was released from the Oakland Raiders and signed with the New England Patriots. Hours later, so he's also farting in people's faces, doctors, and
yes.
laughing about it.
Good God.
So, what a guy.
Whoa, what a guy.
You make my job a joy, sir.
A San Diego woman actually swallowed her own engagement ring while sleeping.
Yeah,
this is true. Sucking on her fingers?
Listen to this. Jenna Evans took to Facebook to share her story and her x-ray photos, saying that she was having a dream where she swallowed her ring to protect it. So I think in her dream, Kathy, she took it off.
Yeah.
And
what?
She actually did it. Yes. So she wrote, well, I have really outdone myself this time. I swallowed my engagement ring in my sleep. Yep. How? I don't know, but I did. She continued saying, on Wednesday morning, I realized my ring was not on my hand and had to wake Bob up and tell him that I swallowed my engagement ring. I don't think he believed me right away. We laughed pretty hard for about an hour and a half. Called my mom, laughed until we were crying, Googled the words, do other adults swallow rings? Because kids do it all the time, but apparently it's less common for adults. Evans and her family went to a nearby urgent care facility. And they were shocked when they saw her ring in her stomach in the x-ray photos.
I wonder what was happening in her dream where she felt that she had to make sure it was safe by putting it in her mouth.
Dude, dreams don't make any sense.
Right,
so,
right.
So who knows?
Okay, I had heard that she was being attacked and they were trying to take her ring from her.
Okay,
and
maybe.
So she swallowed it to protect it.
Yeah. So she said they had called a gastroenterologist and decided that it would be best not to let nature take its course. She said, thank God, before I left, she recommended seeing a sleep specialist as well. After the ring actually started to hurt, her doctors decided to give her an upper endoscopy, and the doctors were able to retrieve the ring that way.
Wow. Yep. That's some very precise surgery.
Yep. A Pennsylvania man blew up his own home on the day of his daughter's wedding in what was being investigated as a suicide. The homeowner was found dead in the wreckage Saturday after an explosion and fire destroyed his property in Edgewood, 7 miles east of Pittsburgh.
Something borrowed, something blew up.
Yeah. Neighbors said they spotted the man on the sidewalk before the home went up in flames. A neighbor said the whole house was one big flame. It just exploded within a couple of minutes.
It's just insane.
The police chief said that it looks like he disconnected the gas line in the basement of the house. And, of course, it wouldn't take much of a spark to explode the house. Officials said suicide notes were discovered in the homeowner's vehicle. Nicole Antilovich, a neighbor, said the explosion came the same day as the wedding of the man's daughter. She said, I've known them my whole life. Their daughter was getting married today, and they were supposed to be at the wedding. So I'd be interested to see why.
Yeah,
you know, that's crazy.
How could it possibly make any sense?
Well, there's a new craze catching wind in the Indian state of Gujarat. And it may just make participants the butt of all jokes. It's called What the Fart, WTF, a farting contest.
Oh, boy.
That is set to be the first of its kind, and it will be held on September 22nd.
Oh,
the brainchild is 48-year-old Yatin Sangwai, I guess as I say his name, is a singer who says that he once was featured on a popular singing show on TV in 2001, and his partner, Mool Sangvi, the search for the next Padash is exactly what it sounds like, a test to see who farts are the whose farts are the loudest, the longest, and the most musical as well.
We have a gold medal star right here on the show.
Yes, we do.
And I have a passport.
Yeah, I mean, at least check into it.
Sangoy said, I farted in the middle of watching...
Bring home the gold.
I farted in the middle of watching a movie with my family, and one of them laughed and said that if there was a contest, I would have won. And that's when it hit me. That's fart contests happen in countries like China, UK, and the US. They do.
Do they?
Right.
And why are we hearing about this just now?
He says, and they even have a World Cup. We don't have anything like it in India.
Yeah, man.
He said, I want to normalize the process of farting. Even 20, 25 years back, people used to fart openly. But now they've become all sophisticated and consider it gross.
Damn society.
Often shamed for farting publicly.
Yeah.
When even doctors will tell you that farting is one of the healthiest human body functions.
They recommend it.
His mission to free the
fart. Cut two farts and call me in the morning.
Is quickly gaining clout, and there are more than 40 participants signed up for the upcoming event to fart off.
So. Why do you think the vernacular is cut a fart?
I don't know.
Right?
It was taken from cut the cheese. Probably.
Okay. All right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Because cheese is smelly. And
yeah.
Cut the cheese, cut a fart. Cut one, cut a fart. So right. I think it led from that.
Okay.
Right. One last story. I'm glad we figured that out.
Honestly, we have to get to the bottom. We're an information show.
A homeless Florida man threw raw hamburger meat on the hood of another man's car.
How dare he?
For an unknown reason. Police said the car's owner called him around 8 a.m. Sunday and said a neighbor saw Patrick Little throw beef on his car.
Is that beef on my car?
When witnesses tried to stop Little, he continued walking away and refused to wait until authorities arrived. The victim was able to hose the meat off his car. It did not cause any damage.
Luckily for you, I keep a meat hose for just such an occurrence.
Less than 2 hours later, a witness saw Little walking into a nearby wooded area. Police said they found him asleep in a tree line. He was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge.
What a life.
For throwing meat onto a car.
I got to imagine that's a low-pressure existence.
Yes,
I'm going to go sleep in the woods. Round two, I'm going to throw some meat on a car.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, a randy couple who romped on a rush hour train despite being asked to stop by stunned commuters have been spared jail. Raymond Burr, 64 years old.
He played Perry Mason.
He did. Well, he performed oral on Deborah Tobin.
Oh, man.
On a packed train from London to Basildon. The pair had been drinking and were stopped by police when they arrived in Pitsy. The prosecutor said the graphic scenes unfolded while there were children in the same carriage. He said the first witness was with her grandson.
Oh, boy.
And the witness said They said there were children in the carriage, confirmed by the second witness, who said there were children aged between 1 and 6 on the train, and it was lewd behavior.
She tried to distract him by telling him the policy with blizzards at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Burr was told to carry out 100 hours of community service, and Tobin, this is the gal who was receiving this from this guy, got 150 hours, more than him.
Oh, well, come on now. Yeah. Fair is fair.
Exactly. Deputies say a Florida couple arrested on suspicion of cycling under the influence on Friday the 13th didn't let that stop them from having sex in the backseat of a patrol car.
A lot of public sex here.
The bizarre episode unfolded about 11:40 p.m. that night. A deputy stopped the couple after they were nearly struck by a car that they cut off while crossing the street. Now, smelling alcohol, the deputy placed both of them under arrest. Things took a sordid turn when the arresting deputy noticed the couple had shed their clothes and they were having sex in the backseat of his patrol car.
Were they handcuffed?
I don't know. When deputies opened the car door to intervene, the naked man knocked the deputy to the ground and took off running into the night.
Wow.
And he got out of there.
I'm done.
Deputy said the woman, 35-year-old Megan Lynn Mondanaro,
call me,
grew violent with deputies while they transferred her to a separate vehicle. She was taken down and later checked at the hospital. The man, 31-year-old Aaron Seth Thomas, was later taken into custody after deputies caught up to him at a nearby Cold Stone Creamery.
Wow. I'm really in the mood for ice cream.
I guess so. Hey, you just had sex in the back of a cop car. Time to go get some Rocky
Road.
Can you
put some gummy bears in that?
Both Thomas and Montanaro were booked into the jail on several charges. A 19-year-old gamer who planned a hoax 911 call that resulted in a Kansas man's death. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
He's been sentenced to 15 months in prison.
15 months?
It seems a little light to me.
It does. So he basically swatted the guy.
Yep. Casey Viner had pleaded guilty to conspiracy in a case of swatting after Wichita police fatal shot Andrew Finch in December 2017. The ruling comes after a federal judge in March sentenced fellow defendant Tyler Barris to 20 years in prison. Okay, so Barris got the worse of it. So Viner had recruited Barris to swat another gamer after getting into an argument while playing Call of Duty World War II. So the guy who made the call got 20 years. The guy who told the guy to make the call gets 15 months.
Wow.
Yeah. The other gamer knowingly gave an old address, leading Barris to falsely report a shooting and kidnapping at Finch's residence. And Wichita police shot Finch, who was not involved in the dispute, when he opened his door to see what was happening.
I think there's two levels of inequity in the two stories between the girl who's being pleasured and this situation.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. So one last story. A suspended Long Island judge pleaded guilty on Friday to sneaking into his neighbor's home and stealing panties from her clothes hamper.
Bad judge!
This is a judge. Robert Sakale pleaded guilty to second-degree attempted burglary. He was detained on March 29, 2018 when he had been knocking on a...
They call me Judge Panties.
After he'd been knocking on a neighbor's door.
I like panties.
Sakale is said to have just left the home on a different of a different neighborhood. Of a different neighbor prior to arriving at the second neighborhood's home.
I'm touching myself under my robe.
The first neighbor was identified as 23-year-old former intern at the Islip Town Attorney's Office.
Islip,
where the judge used to work. Now, police found that the judge had several pairs of panties stuffed down his suit jacket.
Oh, my God.
And his raincoat when they apprehended him.
Those are my panties.
Sakale's attorney claimed that his client had changed. He said he has served the people of Suffolk County honorably for the last 26 years.
Except for the panties part.
As a legal aid attorney, town of Islip attorney, and a district court judge. He has dealt with his mental illness.
I also like to poop in oatmeal.
He's also...
What?
I like to poop in oatmeal.
He has dealt with his mental illness issues in a provocative manner and... Proactive manner.
Yes, provocative. Yes, oh, how provocative.
And is a better
person...
Why
don't you eat the panties?
...for doing so. Sakale admitted entering the home on multiple occasions, adding that he would leave abruptly in an effort to avoid getting caught. Here's what he said. He goes... I went into the house to take the panties again, but left when I heard someone home. And he allegedly told officers during his arrest, the panties I had on me are from the other times I went into the house.
Okay, so don't judge him harshly.
The disgraced judge is scheduled to be sentenced on November 15th. He'll likely get 5 years of probation and will have to register as a sex offender.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.